Good day to everyone. You're listening to God's Truth with Free Will, and I'm Evangelist Esther Ross. Exodus 1, verse 5 and verse 8. Now these are the names of the children of Israel who came to Egypt. Each man and his household came with Yaakov, Jacob, Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, and Benjamin, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. All those who were descendants of Yaakov were 70 persons, for Joseph was in Egypt already. Now there arose a king over Egypt who did not know Joseph. Jacob received a new name from God, Genesis 32:28. And he said, "Your name shall no longer be Yaakov, but Israel, for you have struggled with God and with men and have prevailed." This week, I read an online news article stating that millennials in the United States are far less likely to believe in God and the Bible teachings than older generations. And according to this same survey, it showed that fewer than 50% of Americans belong to a place of worship. Becoming born again is based on our faith in God, receiving the offer of redemption from Yeshua, Jesus, through repentance, and a new life through God's Holy Spirit. Why do we believe? Because the old covenant tells us what will be revealed in the new covenant. Moses was born to Amram and Jochebed, Exodus 6:20. And Hashem, God, meaning the name in Hebrew, spoke with Moshe. The written word of God was placed on papyrus, a material like thick paper, and then it was rolled into scrolls. Every male and female who lived before Moses, had a personal relationship with Hashem without a written word. Free will allows every person a choice of obedience or disobedience, life or death, separation from God. For 5 days, God created with these words, "Let there be," and all that was not seen came forth. Hebrews 11:3. By faith, that is, with an inherent trust and enduring confidence in the power, wisdom, and goodness of God, we understand that the worlds, universe, ages were framed and created, formed, put in order, and equipped for their intended purpose by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things which are visible. Deuteronomy 18:15. The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your midst, from your brethren, him you shall hear. Only God provides us with knowledge of the past, the present, and future. When Hashem, the name in Hebrew, formed man in his image, Hashem, God, said in Genesis 1:26, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So when a body is lifeless as transition establishes a rest in the sleep only awakened by resurrection, it is because the breath of life returns to Hashem. Genesis 2:7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. We understand miracles when a child speaks the language spoken in their home. Repetition becomes teaching. God will accept our choice. However, if it is possible to honor the language Hashem chose, and if the 22 letters of that language are in Psalm 119, why don't we say the true name given to the Word who became flesh by the Holy Spirit? John 16:24. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. Yeshua gave his life for our redemption. I am born again, but I was once disobedient without considering the consequences. I do consider the consequences now. This means I will not criticize or judge the choices of others. I acknowledge that I am flawed and will need the mercy of Hashem God all the days of my life. So what I say is based on my call to ministry, not words of my own. Only God's word is truth, cannot come back void, and is everlasting. Greek and Latin languages, Rome, Italy, and the influence of the Roman Empire through repetition have removed Hashem's desire for inclusion of the house of Israel. The 1611 King James Version minimized the fact that the word of Hashem, God, was preserved by them and stolen away from men like Martin Luther of the Reformation age and proven in his treatise on the Jews and their lies. However, being born again offers us a new life, Matthew 20, 25 through 26. But Yeshua, Jesus, called them to himself and said, "You know that the rulers of the Goyim, Gentiles, lord it over them, and those who are great exercise authority over them. Yet it shall not be so among you. But whoever desires to become great among you, let him be your servant." Deception has not changed. Satan, the devil, still offers the fruit of being wise in our own eyes, and the devil still seeks to accomplish this through a person close to us, just as in the beginning. We can be doing our best to honor God, then suddenly a distraction will come, offering disobedience. So we choose love over obedience to justify our actions. But let's remember what happened to Adam. Love separated him from oneness with God and with his wife. The woman received a new name in Genesis 3:20, which tells us this was not her name when Hashem formed her. Read Genesis 5:2, King James Version. Next, they were forced to leave their garden home because they could no longer eat from the tree of life. Genesis 3:22 through 24. Revelation 22:2 says, "On either side of the river was the tree of life, bearing 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations." Hashem God uses the number 12 often. There are 12 sons of Israel. Therefore, there are 12 tribes of the house of Israel. God offers us free will. And God's word is our guide with warnings describing how we should live. Disobedience is allowed, but it comes with consequences. I have come to love, appreciate, and be grateful for Judas, because betrayal comes with a required involvement. Someone had to fulfill that purpose. John 13:26 through 27. Yeshua, Jesus answered, "It is he to whom I shall give a piece of bread when I have dipped it." And having dipped the bread, he gave it to Judah Iscariot, the son of Simon. Now after the piece of bread, Satan entered him. Then Yeshua said to him, "What you do, do quickly." Satan, the devil, entered Judas, but he did not stay. Love moved the heart of Judah. Matthew 27:3-5. Then Judas, his betrayer, seeing that he had been condemned, was remorseful and brought back the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, "I have sinned by betraying innocent blood." And they said, "What is that to us? You see to it." Then he threw down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went and hanged himself. The same people who will choose you to betray the Lord or God's word will also be unconcerned about the consequences of your actions. Satan, the devil, is a spirit who abides in people by their choices. He is not seen, but his actions are definitely visible. Hashem, God, is not seen. The demonstration of his love and our ability to say greater is he within us than he who is in the world is because we are born again. Our will becomes surrendered to his will. Talking about the devil is fine as long as we keep our eyes on people, tune our ears to hear even the most subtle words of deception. History teaches us that many men and women can be deceptive, compromising, and can often respond in a corrupt manner to protect themselves. So thank God that he truly does know our hearts. Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Stockholm syndrome is a coping mechanism to a captive or abusive situation. People develop positive feelings toward their captors or abusers over time. Satan, the devil, uses love and hearing reasonable words to persuade us that God will understand our choice not to obey. But we can be assured a minor compromise can lead to a costly disobedience. Moses learned this in Numbers 20, verses 7 through 12. I hope you tune in again next week. You're listening to God's truth with free will. May God bless you.